It's time to fill in the blanks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Fill in the blanks, the feature where I read a story we've all heard so many times that even ordinary people like you can fill in the
blanks.
That's right. This story comes back again and again. I'm talking, of course, about how gas prices have been
skyrocketing.
And nobody understands
why.
Experts claim it has nothing to do with
price fixing.
It's merely due to impartial
market forces.
Those market forces include
supply.
Right.
Demand.
Right. And
the rising cost of fundraising dinners.
Right. But the rest of us are
not so sure.
We suspect that somebody may be
ripping us off.
The trouble is finding out
who.
The gas station owners say it's
not them.
The distributors say it's
not them.
Rich Saudi Arabian princes sitting on piles of oil-stained petrodollars say it's
not them.
Vice President Dick Cheney says,
how did you get this number?
So we can only conclude that the extra money we pay at the pump is going directly to
charity.
That's right. Fortunately, our nation has a
national energy policy
which states that when gas prices pass $2 a gallon, it is every American's patriotic duty to
whine about it
and to do everything possible to make sure our vehicles continue to get
11 miles a gallon.
There is, however, one person in America who is not affected by the higher gas prices, and that's
Dave Ross.
Right, because he owns one of those obnoxious little
hybrid cars.
And lately, his mileage has been about
50 miles a gallon?
Well, 49.5. But I really don't keep track.
Yeah, sure.
Now this.